This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Football season is underway, and that means the first touchdowns have been scored, the first goal line stands held, and the first injuries have sidelined players. And of all the injuries that happen on the football field, perhaps none is more feared these days than a head injury. Concussions sideline athletes in many sports and also affect people in situations like military battles and even car accidents. Recovery times tend to vary, in part because there is much that isn't known about a concussed mind. But a local researcher has some new answers. Dr. Tom Hamicky is a professor of psychiatry and behavioral medicine at the Zablocki VA Medical Center and the Medical College of Wisconsin. He's also author of a new study that looks at brain activity at different points following a concussion. Why is it so hard to determine when it's safe for someone with a concussion to go back to physical activity?
Because we don't have any mirror to the soul that gives us an index of when tissue is fully healed. And so we have to rely upon indirect methods of players telling us whether they feel normal. And we've used that a lot in our estimates of their recovery. But we would like something a bit more objective because some players are motivated to say they're fine when they're not. Other players might say they have symptoms that are not really related to the brain but are related to other injuries that they sustained while playing football. So there's a variety of reasons to search for better anchors for making decisions.
Well, and so if we take the subjective measures out of the picture, what are the objective measures that you're setting out to find that might represent the current shortcomings in what we know about what's happened to a person's brain who's sustained a concussion?
Well, a couple different sets of objective measures, some of which relate to measuring mental faculties. So measuring reaction time, how quickly can one make a decision, how quickly can one switch between things, how adequate is one's memory, per se. Other objective measures might be measures of balance and steadiness. We know is a domain of function that is easily upset with a brain concussion. And a third set of measures relates to imaging studies that might detect abnormalities either in the structure of the brain or function of the brain in some way that gets at the heart of what a concussion really is.
Well, and so this most recent study that you were author of looked at the brain in the time immediately after a concussion took place and 7 weeks out. What were the things that you were looking at in studying that?
Well, we were interested in trying to anchor this window of time after a concussion in which things are not functioning normally. The goal here was to try and determine what the window of vulnerability was for the brain. And we think that from our animal studies that if a player is injured while they're recovering from a previous concussion, that they don't recover as well, that second injury disrupts the recovery process, and because of that, they may not fully heal. So we are trying to target a variety of functions right after a concussion occurs to anchor it. So we had players from high school football programs in the region alert us when concussions occurred. We did some we arranged with athletic trainers to do measures on the sidelines and after the game. They sent them to us at the Medical College of Wisconsin for more detailed studies of their memory, their reaction time, their concentration, their balance. And then we also put them in an MR scanner and studied blood flow to different parts of the brain, both while they were resting as well as while they were doing tasks. And our goal was to look for any abnormalities that came about in those kinds of studies compared with their teammates that they were matched with.
And if I'm not mistaken, this was about 13 hours after the concussion took place?
The first study was typically done on Saturday morning following the Friday night game.
Well, and so what were the abnormalities that you found?
Well, on our behavioral tests, we found that their reaction time was much slower on the morning after the concussion. Their memory was weaker. They didn't retain information nearly as well. Their balance was off as well. all the standard things that you would expect in that acute window following a concussion. And on the scanning task, we found that while they were performing a task, there were regions of the brain that didn't get activated like the way they were activated in our control subjects. And so we looked at what those regions were and noted that they all fell in regions of the right hemisphere of the brain that we know are linked with attentional capacities.
Well, and so if these results were not unexpected, it seems that what you found 7 weeks later was a little more surprising?
A little bit, but not entirely. Certainly, the literature suggests that most people recover from these kinds of concussions within 7 to 10 days, at least on our standard measures of symptom checklists and cognitive testing and balance measures. They get back to their baseline. At 7 weeks after, in our studies, all of those things certainly were back at baseline. The concussed players looked exactly like the control players did. However, on the imaging studies, we found that the concussed players had activation patterns in their brain that were similar to the control subjects on day one after the injury. We think that that might have been a compensatory type of brain response in that the players improved enough to look like they would have looked like if they hadn't been concussed. Our control players actually had a slightly different profile of activation, one that probably reflected some familiarity with the tasks.
Well, is it necessarily a good thing to see this enhanced activity? I mean, and how long is that enhanced activity likely to last? Does this say more about the concussed players or more about the players who had not been concussed?
All good questions, and we don't have the answers just yet. In order to answer that question, we would need another imaging session later to see whether that enhanced activity was a sign of recovery or a sign of compensation. If we imaged a few weeks later and they looked exactly like the control subjects, then odds are they had probably recovered by 7 weeks after. But if we imaged later and they still showed a pattern that wasn't identical to the controls, then we can't blame that enhanced activity on practice effects in the controls. And we have to think about a brain that hadn't fully compensated yet, hadn't fully recovered. And indeed, there's a fair amount of literature that is growing now that suggests that even after a player is able to perform tasks relatively normally and is no longer playing symptoms, their brain might still be healing in some way. And that's that window of vulnerability that we're trying to anchor.
Well, and so is that where the practical implications for this research are likely to come in how we might treat concussion down the road?
Very much so, because I think that anchoring the ends of that window of vulnerability will serve establishing public policies about how to manage concussions very well.
Well, Dr. Tom Hammacke, thank you so much for helping us understand this research.
My pleasure.
Dr. Tom Hammacke is a professor of psychiatry and behavioral medicine at the Zablocki VA Medical Center and at the Medical College of Wisconsin. His study on the concussed brain at work appears in the September edition of the Journal of the International Neuropsychological Society. A Milwaukee academic looks at a side of biotechnology that concerns him and many others. We'll hear about his recent book when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.